Live 365.
And tell Fran, he's fired. You're fired.
Jeff, shut up. Jeff, you are so fired, it's not even funny.
Jeff. All right, well, he will fire you. Yeah, don't worry about that. But we're going to go switch over to Franchise. It's a Spanish birthday, and here we go. Thanks for listening to us. This is Encore, and unfortunately, we have about 30 minutes left till Radio Showbiz Live is dead forever. We're going to lay it to rest. And, you know what I mean? It's a sad thing. But in a way, it could be a blessing in disguise because SPTV is going to be hot. You know that. All right. Thank you for listening to Radio Showbiz. Stay tuned for more right after this. We're going to be right back with Matt the Franchise.
¡Vamos a celebrar!
¡Vamos a sacar la torta!
¡Aplaudan!
¡Vamos a de pie!
¡Vamos a compartir algo muy especial! ¡Decimos feliz! ¡Digan cumpleaños! ¡Feliz!
¡Cumpleaños!
¡Feliz!
¡Cumpleaños!
¡Aplaudan! ¡Ahora zapate!
Eres un estrella en Chuck E. Cheese. Eres un invitado que queremos servir. Eres un campeón, agita tu bandera.
¡Felicidades! ¡Eres una estrella!
¡Decimos feliz! ¡Digan cumpleaños! ¡Feliz!
¡Cumpleaños!
¡Feliz!
¡Cumpleaños!
¡Aplaudan! ¡Ahora zapatén!
La fiesta ha comenzado y todos están aquí para desearte lo mejor. Dentro de poco serás grande.
Pero no pensemos en el futuro. Hoy eres una estrella.
Decimos feliz. ¡Digan cumpleaños! ¡Feliz!
¡Cumpleaños!
¡Feliz!
¡Cumpleaños!
¡Aplaudan! ¡Ahora zapatén!
¡Vamos a cantar cumpleaños feliz! ¡Uno, dos, tres!
¡Cumpleaños feliz! ¡Te deseamos a ti! ¡Cumpleaños feliz de Chucky! ¡Cumpleaños feliz!
Allí está tu torta de cumpleaños.
¡Prepárate para soplar las velas!
¡Cierra esos ojitos!
Y pide un deseo con todo tu corazón.
¡Respira profundo!
¡Y sopla las velas!
Eres una estrella en Chuck E. Cheese. Eres un invitado que queremos servir. Eres un campeón, agita tu bandera.
Felicidades, eres una estrella.
Eres una estrella en Chuck E. Cheese. Eres un invitado que queremos servir. Eres un campeón, agita tu bandera.
Felicidades, eres una estrella.
Decimos feliz, digan cumpleaños feliz.
Cumpleaños
feliz.
Cumpleaños.
Cumpleaños feliz de Chuck E. ¡Cumpleaños feliz!
¡Muy bien!
Okay, welcome back to Radio Showbiz Live. This is the encore, which means we have about a half hour left until Radio Showbiz is gone forever. Well, not really. Radio Showbiz Live will be gone forever. But you can still kick it with me over at SPTV because that's a brand new TV show. I'm going to take just a minute to pimp my product again. And it's still in development, but it's going to be hot. And we have a limit for each caller because we don't have a lot of time, about 5 minutes per caller. I'm going to get Franchise on the phone right now. And I remember, this time I remember he has a ringback tone, so I gotta turn that down. Yeah, we gotta love the ringback tone. Okay, Matt the Franchise. Matt the Franchise, you are live on Radio Showbiz. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up? How's it going, everybody?
All right. I believe
you got my link work that I sent everybody.
Thank you very much, because that helped a ton.
I'm glad it did. I'm glad I could help in some way.
It appears that now everybody is in that wants to be in, and you have something to tell us about your injury. What happened?
Okay, well, it happened this past Friday, actually.
Yes.
I was performing in front of a giant group of kids from a different from schools that just came all together at one time.
Mm.
And I was performing New Birthday, and I was doing the famous breakdance part of the live show that I'm very well known for.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing it, I did the spin, and I spun wrong, and I pulled a muscle on my side.
Oh, man. Because that...
Yep.
I know what that's like, because it sucks. The head is so heavy that when you spin, your whole upper body goes with it, and you can't stop it.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, man, I know what that's like.
And the thing is, I had enough energy to at least still do the other two live shows I had to do, which was Jumpin' and Chuck E. Says.
What a trooper.
Oh, yeah. Easy for those kids. Those kids loved it. They were screaming. They were literally... in their seat screaming, Chucky, I was like, wow. I was all freaking out.
I mean, that feels good. I mean, when the crowd delivers the energy, it gives you the confidence to be more energetic. Cause, I mean,
oh, yeah. That's what happened. I just really got into it, and they were all screaming and all excited. The good part was they all sit down, too. They didn't, like, get out of their seat and hug me or nothing.
I like
that.
It
made it a little easier to perform.
Yeah, they give you a lot of space. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. It was a big sigh of relief. Yeah,
I mean,
it's just crazy. But, yeah, I'm kind of sidelined from doing that birthday live show for a little bit.
Right.
I can still do Chucky, but just can't be my usual Chucky franchise self.
Yeah, just take it easy for now and get better.
Sad, but
yeah, right.
I'll deal with it.
And you have a little bit to tell us about the remodels.
As a little known fact, it's just, I found this out like a while back when my boss Steve told me about this. He was actually telling also Chuck at 566, shout out to Chuck at. But when he was talking to us, we were at my store, and we were talking to my boss Steve, and he was actually telling me that we were actually the very, very, very first store to get the Phase 4 remodel.
That's hot.
We were the first one to get the purple walls and the new, you know, all that stuff.
Nice.
And we were also the first ones to lose our stage and get the 16 movement Chucky. We were the first store to get the 16 movement Chucky.
Ouch.
And, yeah, it's on me.
Oh, man. I mean,
I hurt just as much as my back did the night that I got injured. I hurt. The one cool thing was that we got to keep our parody those. Album label,
right?
The
right.
album,
you still have
like
those.
The Cheesy Top, you know those. Blabby
right.
Road.
You still have those?
Yeah, we still have them. We kept them.
Wow.
We're the only store that's gotten to keep them from what I've known since the remodels.
Lucky.
Yeah,
they replaced my. We used to have the must see TV in the showroom. Now we have the like the friendship and those inspirational posters. Garbage.
Oh, that crap.
Garbage. Garbage.
I don't like those. I saw those at the new store in San Antonio, the Live Oak store, though.
Yeah.
Out there, and that sucks.
They're disgusting.
That was horrible. I was like, thank God we did not get that, because if we did, I would have been like,
got to stare at those nasty things every day.
Yeah. Those things scare me. I'm like, what the heck is this? I mean, those are so boring, you know?
The only one that's Chuck-related.
We're lucky to get to keep our stuff, man.
The only one that's even mildly Chuck-related is the one where, I don't even know what the title is, but Chucky's holding up a stack of tickets, I believe. I don't even know if that's the right poster that I'm thinking of, but they're all ugly. They're all ugly. Don't even waste your thoughts on there.
Thank you. They're ugly. I didn't even waste my pictures on them.
Right.
I use my camera phone. My mom wants to take pictures of them with their camera phone. And I was like, oh, no, don't even bother. I'll just use my camera phone.
If Aaron is listening right now, which I'm sure he is, I need his help because my Team 2 manual is in the other room. I don't have any questions written up right now. I need Aaron to write me up a few questions really quick because Anna is going to be on next, actually, in for our last segment of Ask a Cast Member.
Oh, okay.
So I have a text message from Aaron, if you heard that right now. All right, Aaron just told me time right now. I've got to let you go right now because we have a time limit. I'll be going to get to everybody tonight. Thanks for calling, man.
right, thanks. Bye, everybody.
All right, thank you for calling. And thank you for joining us here on Radio Showbiz, to all you listeners out there. Up next is Where is Chucky from the April 2000 show, Just for Kids.
Where is Chucky? Where is Chucky?
Of an old classic, Little Red Riding Hood.
Once upon a time, just upon a time, in a nursery rhyme, yes, a nursery rhyme.
This is my story.
This basket of goodies to your granny hood.
Oh, Mom, she's so old, and she lives so far away.
When I was little, I had to walk across the deep, dark forest in the snow barefoot. Now go and don't stop along the way.
Little red got bored. Her mother she ignored. Stopped along the way for some games to play.
This is my story, Big Bad Wolf. They see me coming and they always cry. I'm not so bad, I'm only written that way. I'm always hungry and it makes me say.
Ah! Whoa!
See what I mean? Easy, Red. That was just my stomach. Haven't eaten all day.
You think you have it bad, but think again. I'd rather be out shopping with a friend. I have to walk all day, can't take a break.
Take a load off your feet. Give me that basket and it's good as I'll eat.
This basket's for my dear old granny, you see. She lives that way and she's just waiting for me. Oh yeah.
Wolf made up a deal. A very clever deal. He'd have the last laugh and a hearty meal.
This is my story, call me Granny.
Dear, it's me, it's Little Red. I've got some
here just in time, for I'm so frail and weak. Come closer, dear, so we can freely speak.
Red came to the bed, saw her granny's head. Something wasn't right. Granny looked aside.
Why, Granny, what big eyes you have!
The better to see with, my dear.
Well, Granny, what a big nose you have!
And the better to smell with, my dear.
But, Granny, what big teeth you have!
And the better to munch that basket of goodies, my dear. Yum!
Once upon a time, just upon a time, in a nursery rhyme, now we're out of time.
This has been a dramatic rendering of Little Red Riding Hood. Sort of. Anyways, the band will be right back after this.
That I'm quite a ham. Everyone can see the great comedian I am.
They call me Mr. Munch, leader of this band. I spend all day and night having good times in. I love to play the keys, I love to eat a bunch. As far as I'm concerned, it's always time for lunch. Give me that pizza.
Chuck E. Cheese, the partiest, partiest place to be. Always love to see ya. Show and play our games. Chuck E. Cheese, the party place to be.
Chuck E.
right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio Showbiz Live. This is the encore, and just in case you're tuning in right now, this is the last night of Radio Showbiz ever. Thanks to the MPAA, they passed a law with our wonderful government. They prohibited internet radio. Not prohibited, but it costs a lot more than it does right now. And a little site like this isn't able to afford it, so we'll be bringing you a TV show via YouTube.com, which will be a lot better. I mean, we won't be able to go live, but it'll still be fun. So, I just got here, was running over. I had to write down a few questions that Aaron sent me. I hope I can read my own writing, because we have our last segment of Ask a Cast Member with Anna tonight. I'm going to give her a call right now, and we'll see if we can stump her, because she is the trainer. Well, sorry, master trainer. So we'll see.
Hello?
Hello, Anna. You're live on Radio Showbiz. What's going on?
Sitting outside at school, cramming for finals.
Well, how'd that go?
Yeah.
It's all right? Not too bad?
Hmm?
Your finals are all right? Not too bad?
I don't know. I had my Spanish fall yesterday. It was too hot.
Finals are terrible. I mean, I am the worst test taker in the world. Not only that, but...
I am too.
Don't worry about it, though.
At all.
We have a few questions for you for Ask a Cast Member. All right, I'm going to try and stump you, but I don't know if I can because, indeed, you are the master trainer.
Yeah, but that really means nothing in a small town, Chuck E. Come on.
All right, that's okay. All right, what are the three valid Chuck E. Cheese walk-around outfits?
You asked Danny the same questions, 2 weeks ago.
Well, let's see if you remember then.
The Avenger, and then the soccer walk-around.
Yes, ma'am. One more?
And one more.
Which one?
I don't know what they're called here.
Which one did you say? For the third one?
The red shirt one. The red with the stripey across the front.
That's part of the soccer uniform, but,
Then the purple shirt. See, my store's never had anything but Avenger, because we only opened 3 years ago.
That's all right, the one I think you mentioned just last, it was the Chuck shirt. It was purple with the red little Chuck emblem in the front. All right, good job. Do Chuck E. Cheese's in New Jersey sell liquor?
Do Chuck E. Cheese's in Jersey sell liquor? No.
No, that's correct, but do you know why?
I do not know why, but I know Aaron told me that last night.
I'm going to get him for that later for slipping the answer.
Well, I didn't have anybody else to talk to.
All right,
that's okay.
But the answer is no, you got that right, but it's because the liquor licenses are close to $1 million apiece per store, and that would be pretty ridiculous just to sell some booze. Get people pretty, get pretty messed up. All right, and I'm sure you'll know this one because it's a pretty easy question. Can you describe to me the standard timing for Chuck E. Cheese on the floor?
The standard what?
The time for Chuck E. Cheese on the floor?
Every hour on the hour?
That's for live shows and road shows, but do you know, for peak and non-peak times?
No, I do not.
All right, well, it's actually, non-peak times are 10 minutes on, 20 minutes off, and peak times are 20 minutes on, 10 minutes off.
Well, see, I knew that, not the way you worded it, though, sweetie. That's why the touch panel's labeled 2010 for all your master passwords.
Okay, we have one more. How many stores sent in video footage for the April 07 show to Department 18?
Zero.
They actually had just one.
Just one,
unfortunately. I tried to
That's why they're not doing
I would have loved to see that. I would have loved to participated, but the lousy people over at my store, I'm not going to say which one, nobody wanted to do it with me, and they're bastards.
Well, the two stores I work at never even heard anything about it. That should tell you something.
You gotta check your newsletters. Yeah, man.
Yeah, but our GM's kind of slacking, I guess you could say.
Well, let's just hope they're not listening then.
Oh no, he would never. He hates everything about the company.
Oh, that's what most of them are like, though. That's okay. I have one more question before I gotta let you go, but you're doing a good job so far. What is the only thing that's not included on the party demo table?
The only thing not included on the demo table?
Correct.
The cotton candy?
No, that's actually on the table right on top of the cake display.
The cake stand, but we don't put it on ours. Kids steal it.
The only thing that's not supposed to be included is the actual cake.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Unless, they could get a plastic one, but I'd probably eat that one too. That's okay.
Where's Mad Hat? I think he would enjoy plastic cake as well, huh?
Yeah, Mad Hat. Shout out to Mad Hat right now. He'll probably steal that one or put his damn finger in it. All right. Well, thank you for participating. I gotta let you go because we have a time limit. We still gotta get to Nevin and we gotta get to Mad Hat, but thank you very much for calling. And I'll see you in the chat room.
All right.
Thank you very much. Have a good night. Peace. All right, I'm going to go right away because we wasted a lot of time with the music. I played too many songs because Erin and I had to prepare some of those questions. She did a good job. I'm going to go straight on to Mad Hat. And he's in my phone book listed as Mad Hat, so I'm going to give him a call right now. And he's going to give us a funny childhood story and something about what corporate's doing in his state. So we're going to give him a call right now.
Hello, sir.
Mr. Mad Hat, you are live on Radio Showbiz. What's going on?
Not much. I was just putting my fingers in cake, but then you interrupted me.
I'd believe that if you told me, which you did, so I believe it. You have a funny childhood story for us, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, actually, what I meant to say, well, I was going to share, one minute in a history of why CEC is so important to me.
All right.
I don't know. But, well, I went back to Chucky's. My history goes back way to 1990 when I was first scared of Chucky, you know?
Yes, sir.
I went to Shiny Happy Danvers and saw the Beach Bowsers, the Rocker Stage, all the old stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I was afraid of the place. Terrified. Everything in there terrified me.
Everything was scary.
Yeah, and then around 94, I went to Burlington, and, I got used to it more and more and more, and you know what? I've been going back for 13 years to that place. And now I got a job 13 years later.
Nice. And I hear you're the proud owner of your first character costume from Chuck E. Cheese. Congratulations, buddy.
Yes, Mr. Munch will be coming over here to Matt Hat's place soon enough.
Will he join you for CV4?
I am not going to CV4, unfortunately.
Oh,
but I do
damn.
Wish Chuck
Sorry.
And the gang a happy 30th anniversary.
Happy 30th. Happy 30th, Chuck.
And also, I wanted to share another little thing. That,
yes.
What's his face? Mike McGaffis, whatever his face is.
Mr. Maguziak, a very nice man.
Yeah. He is coming down to Burlington on Friday to check the store out because our store has been voted the most dirtiest store in the district.
Disgusting.
I know.
How,
you tell me. I
how
mean,
could you let it get like that?
The place the whole freaking week.
Oh, I mean, hope so.
My God. So many cast members call out all the time that our store is just never been taken care of.
That's terrible. I mean, our store is not bad. I mean, we got the remodel. I try to keep it as nice as possible since the remodel. We're not doing that bad of a job. But I hope you guys get it nice and clean for Mr. Maguziak. And let him know that Brian from Chicago says hi, if you see him.
All right,
thank you very much. I got to move on to Nevin, since we're running out of time here. Thank you very much for calling.
All right, happy 30th birthday to Chucky.
Happy 30th birthday, Chuck, and have a good night, sir.
All right.
See ya. All right, we're going to move right on to Nevin, because we're running out of time. We're going to discuss what's going on in the world of Helen Henny, considering that Nevin is the number one Helen Henny fan in the universe. So, we're going to get him on right now. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Nevin. Welcome to Radio Showbiz Live. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on? Well, I'm just chilling home.
Are you
looking at the messages?
Nice. Are you listening in?
Well, it went quiet on me for a long period of time now.
Oh, it's buffering for you?
Yeah,
you're still reloading?
Not cooperating for me.
Oh, man. We got to get you on that high speed.
Yeah, I know.
Eventually.
I really want to get that high-speed connection.
No, someday. Someday
yeah,
we can do that.
I'm working on it.
Someday. However,
yeah.
Erin told me that we have some updates in the world of Helen Henny. Do you have anything to tell us?
anything to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had sent him a message indicating how I'd love to see, like, hats with her image on it.
Mm-hmm.
And something with the three-stage spot. I didn't specifically say what I would want to talk about with that, but
oh, all right.
I know I had brought up about someone making a three-stage green cheerleader outfit.
I'm sure we could do that.
You sure?
Did you mean an actual... did you mean a graphic?
For the White House store.
Did you mean a graphic or an actual outfit?
The actual outfit. I don't know if that could possibly be done.
Yeah, I'm not too good at sewing and all that, but I'm sure somebody is out there. If they're listening, give Nevin a call. Give Nevin a instant messenger, an email. I'm sure you know how to get to him on the board. It's Chuck Rules on the board.
I didn't even get the material. It's possible.
Oh, cool. So you heard that Nevin would even be able to get the material if somebody could make him a green three-stage Helen Henny outfit. But did you have any other updates in the world of Helen Henny this week? Because I know you're the number one Helen Henny fan in the universe. And
yeah, I like to be more sick with me over.
And what?
Because I wish they would do that, because they had discontinued that.
You had what?
That was a big thing in the 90s, early 90s, from Showbiz Pizza Time days when it was under the corporate, when it was under the name Showbiz Pizza Time, Chuck E. Cheese,
mm-hmm.
when Showbiz and Chuck E. Cheese were combined together.
Those were the days, huh?
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah. Wait, actually, right before we go, I think I'm going to play a Helen Henny song. How's that sound?
Sounds cool.
I have Humpty Dumpty right here on the playlist. Would you like to hear that?
Sure. Oh, and it's Jen. I don't know if Jen's listening in, but anyone going to the convention, I want her to take the outfit to there, and I want her to pose in the outfit.
All right.
A picture of that. Full picture of that.
All right, Jen, or anybody going to CV4, if Jen brings her Helen costume, make sure that she poses in it for a picture for Nevin. All right? Anybody listening out there?
All right.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much, Nevin.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that about wraps it up right now for Radio Showbiz Live. And unfortunately, this is about it for the whole entire station. I'd like to thank everyone who's been a part of this, anybody who participated, anybody who's tuned in, anybody who's given a suggestion or a comment or a complaint. Not so much, but we really appreciate your listenership, and we hope to see you back over at sptv.com. If you're not already a member on our showbizpizza.com forum, which you can find at showbizpizzaforum.com, please join us. We would love to have you there. We're also going out to look for new members all the time. So if you have a friend who's in a Chuck E. Cheese, or if you have maybe some other cast members that work at your store that maybe are into the concept, or you just have... All right, that's Cracker Man. What do you want? You interrupted my speech.
Exactly.
You bastard. What do you want?
Hey, are we still alive?
Yeah, we are still alive.
Hey, I just decided I thought I'd close the show with you.
Just decided to close the show? Actually,
yeah, I just thought I'd join you, you know?
Hey, how's your arm doing?
I just went to the doc today, and I'm just going to get a little gory, so everybody who cannot stand gory things.
Right.
Wait.
You're listening?
All right, sorry about that.
I heard you in the background, or heard me in the background.
Yeah, no, I heard you in the back.
heard my ringtone.
It's going to get gory. So, went to the doc today. They ripped off my cast. I was all happy, but I forgot I had the pins in my arm.
Oh, man.
So, they had to rip those suckers out of my arm.
Did that hurt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I guess it's the final line, so I can say it. It hurt like a bitch.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's the last night. It did hurt like a bitch. That sounds like it hurts. Pins in your arm? I've never broken a bone, and just for that, I'm going to be extra careful not to break a bone.
What's up?
I mean, I've never broken a bone, but just from hearing that, like, pins in your arm, I'm going to be extra careful never to break a bone, ever.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that to you. Don't ever do it.
That sucks.
That goes to everybody out there.
Also, next time you have to go and clean up the sky tubes, get a spotter or something, or actually, even better, send one of your game room attendants up there to do it instead of you.
Well, I had a... climb the ladder to get to the stupid little air vents.
Yeah, I hate those.
Clean in the tub. Yeah.
Oh. And then Doc is in there. He's keeping us entertained. Dr. Arcade.
Oh, man.
He's the man. Him and I go way back. Oh, man. You know, Radio Showbiz is going off the air in a matter of minutes, but you and I, we're celebrating fairly soon.
Oh, man. I was going to talk to you about Cinco de Mayo.
5-1,
man. Oh, man. I can't believe you missed that. I mean, we got to celebrate franchises like Independence.
5-1, eh? They'll kick your ass. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, every day, like, I see franchises, like, family in my backyard that migrate all around.
I invited him to come cut my lawn, but he said he couldn't because it was too far of a trip.
You're just as far as I am from him.
Oh, wait a minute. So he won't come... He'll go cut your lawn? He won't cut my lawn?
Illinois and Texas to Arizona? Close enough.
Oh, I'm gonna get him for that one. Your call scared me because the ringtone was so loud and it was just like buzzing on the desk. Yeah. And
I heard it on the radio. I'm sorry about that, but I had to do it. I felt so bad.
I mean, yeah, we got to bring Jeff on one more time. If anybody wants that song, my ringtone is I'm a Flirt. It's the R. Kelly T-Pain remix with T.I. and it's a good song. So,
T-Pain's a good song.
I love him. He's my idol. And I got the little T-Pain machine right here.
Yeah.
Hey, get out of here. Yeah, actually, we are going to have to close the show in a matter of minutes. I'm going to put on one more song before we go. Do you have any requests?
No, I thought you were going to play Helen.
That's right, Humpty Dumpty, because Nevin wanted to hear Humpty Dumpty, and we're going to give it to him. All right.
Wait. First of all, sorry about this, but, okay, wait, why do we want a picture of Jen in a Helen cheerleader outfit?
I don't know. We're gonna go straight to the song Humpty Dumpty. Thanks for listening to Radio Showbiz, and thank you, Jeff, for calling.
Yeah, peace.
Alright, once again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of Radio Showbiz, and thank you. We love you. Please join us over at SPTV. That will also be an interactive thing. We're gonna invite you to send your own fan footage in. Hopefully we'll have a better turnout than Department 18 did for the stores that sent in, or that rather didn't send their material in. Unfortunately, that would have been kind of cool to see it in the show, but nobody wants to do that anymore, I guess. Nobody likes having a good time anymore, I guess. But if you would like to have a good time, nice segue. Oh, we're going to go over to SPTV. It's our brand new site. The Radio Showbiz site will be taken down in a matter of days, and it will be replaced by a brand new SPTV site. Kate designed two brand new characters that will host SPTV, and they're just amazing. And they can do everything. They're just funny. They're active. Minutia doesn't know this yet, but we're gonna go visit him for the first episode. We're gonna go crash his house for a while, see all his stuff. We might steal a few of his robots or something. And what came back? I don't know what Kate's talking about. All right, high fives all around. High five, I like. All right, Whimsy Baby just said thanks to me and showbiz.com. Well, thank you for listening, and we really appreciate everyone who listens. We're gonna go over to listen to Humpty Dumpty. This is the last song that we'll broadcast on Radio Showbiz Live. Once again, I'd like to thank you. I can't say it enough because the station wouldn't be anything without you guys, because listeners is what makes this possible for all of us. It's such an emotional moment. We're going to start playing Humpty Dumpty from the April 2001 show, as requested by our very own Nevin Leeser, the number one Helen Henny fan in the universe. So stay tuned to Radio Showbiz, the website. No. Radio Showbiz is not the website. Remember, I just had to have one more error in there before I signed off. So stay tuned to Radio Showbiz, brought to you by ShowbizPizza.com, the website where everyone can be a kid. There we go. Humpty Dumpty, April 2001. Thank you. This is Brian signing off for good. Mwah.
A little story about an egg with big dreams. Oh yeah.
Sorry, one more interruption. I also had to thank Aaron because I just got a text message from him and it just reminded me about all the work that he does for our site. Thank you to Aaron and thank you to all of our wonderful members who are a part of our community. And now we will really play Humpty Dumpty. Thank you for joining us tonight and every night. Be sure to join us for SPTV, as I have to say it one more time just to make sure you got to keep it in your head. Keep a lookout for that in the next few months. We're going to be preparing that and dreaming up brand new ideas for you. If you have any comments or suggestions, you can email them to me directly at radioshowbiz@showbizpizza.com. You know, that's how we do. Yeah, I mean, good night, everybody. Have a magical night.
A little story about an egg with big dreams. Oh yeah.
Humpty Dumpty's on the wall. He's been up there all day. His mom's afraid he's gonna fall, but he just wants to stay. She asked him why and he replied, if I tried real hard to fly, I could fly away.
Now here's the real story about Humpty, he's my homie. A pretty good egg, not a slack or a phony. Man, he grew up in his nest, his mama clucking like a chicken. Didn't like the straw and the way that it was sticking to his shell. Shell, his mighty fine shell. Now Humpty started wishing he was more than what he was, like a soldier or a prince or a rebel with the cause. He started getting restless like a clock that kept on ticking. The seconds and the minutes and the hours started picking at his shell. His shell, his mighty fine shell.
Humpty Dumpty's on the wall, he's been up there all day. His mom's afraid he's gonna fall, but he just wants to stay. She asked him why and he replied, you know there's more to me than what you see, what you see, what you see.
Humpty rolled out to the barnyard and he headed for the gate. Didn't care that he had homework and it was getting late. He had to get outside, roll away from the rest. He didn't want to be all safe and warm inside the nest, inside his shell, his mighty fine shell. All his buddies, they were climbing up the wall a fateful day. And when they spotted Humpty Dumpty, they just started in the same.
Hey, dude, come on up, you gotta see the view from here.
What, yes, are you a chicken egg shaking with fear?
Inside, inside your shell, your shell, your mighty fine shell.
Humpty Dumpty's on the wall. Been up there all day. His mom's afraid he's gonna fall and crack his shell away. But he just says there's a me inside that can fly away. Fly away, fly away, fly away.
Yo, Humpty, what you doing, man? You're climbing up so high, and if you take a spill, you're going to make your mama cry. But the others, they were screaming,
come on, you're almost to the top.
And Humpty huffed and puffed, but he didn't want to stop inside his shell. His shell, his mighty fine shell. Cause there was something that he wanted and he knew that it was there. It's when his buddy started chanting and it floated on the air.
Go Humpty, go Humpty, go, go, go Humpty.
Inside your shell, your mighty fine shell.
Humpty Dumpty's on the wall, he's been up there all day. He knows he's gonna take the fall, but it will be okay. Mama asked him why he replied, it's my time now to fly. Fly away, fly away, fly away, yeah.
Now Humpty sat up on the wall all day and tried to figure out what was going on inside him. Then just wanted to get
it out. Then he jumped up, raised his arms and gave a mighty yell. And that's the moment when he lost his balance and he fell. I bought his shell, his mighty fine shell. But something happened when old Humpty Dumpty hit the ground. There was the cracking of the shell and then a funny little sound. It was the cheeping of a chicken newly hatched, just set free. It was the person deep inside that Humpty always wanted to be. Outside his shell, his shell, his mighty fine shell.
Outside of his shell, he knew he had to show the world. It turned out really well.